Well, hi, everybody. This is Dave. I know we're a little bit early, but I have a few early birds also. How are you guys doing? Who's here? I heard a beginning, but I didn't hear. Say again. Who's here?
Hi, Dave. It's Kim from South Africa. I'm here.
Hey, welcome. How are you? I look forward to your presentation. I hope you didn't have any trouble getting on. I'm going to introduce you at the half hour for a discussion and then Q&A for maybe the last 15 minutes after you do a 15 or 20-minute presentation. Does that work good for you?
That works perfect for me. And you just want me to check through the work that I do.
Whatever you feel would be most useful to our group of coaches for their enlightenment, their application, and just, you know, to share whatever might be useful. And I think what I also wanted them to be exposed to is the creative applications you've used for the material in what you do. So basically, forget everything I said and whatever you think is going to work good. We'll go with that, okay?
Okay, perfect. So they
how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've had a busy day because I've actually been teaching a group of financial planners today, just generally how to have better conversations with their clients.
I really apologize that my connections at the place in New Orleans didn't work for the presentation I was doing to your group, and I look forward to I'm back in Houston at my office now, so we'll do regular Zoom and hopefully that'll work. Okay,
well, what I'm going to set up is for us to do a practice one so that we've got it all right.
Okay, well, great. Well, super. Let's get other wins, progress notes, check-ins. I know some of you have mentioned. Is Carol here?
Yes, she is. Hello.
Welcome. Hey, you were going to do just a brief announcement of what you're up to and share. Tell us your coaching practice and just a brief overview. And we'll get some other wins and progress notes and then move to looking at any challenges or questions that people have for the group. But go ahead, Carol.
Okay, I'd love to. And I wrote something up. It'll take about a minute. Is that okay?
That's good.
Okay. So I'm Carol Ovenberg, and as a narrative life coach and a writer who's been writing story in her memoir for the past 10 years, I began looking more closely at my money story during my coach training course. And that led me to Dr. Kruger's book, Your Money Story. And after having read that,
Carol, we lost you. Can you reconnect? Can you hear me? Can the rest of you hear me?
Yes, I can.
No,
okay.
Hear you. Yeah.
Well, okay, it's only Carol that we lost then, because I'm shifting systems here, which is why I'm not sure. We'll come back when Carol reconnects. Who else? What are you guys up to? Do some check-ins. Hi, Dave. It's Eric Jack here. How are you? Eric, welcome. Hey, can you just do this is a big challenge for you, a 30 to 60-second summary of what you're up to, because I know you're up to a bunch.
It's an impossible challenge, but I'll do my best.
Well, okay, I realize that.
I have written a book about leadership based on my journey from being an unsuccessful leader to a successful leader. And we have turned that into a group of courses online, along with a coaching option to help anybody become the best leader they can be of their own business, not necessarily industry specific. And we're actually working on the launch process literally as we speak.
You want to give us a connection or send me a link, and I'll send it out with the recording when it's posted. And
Absolutely. I'll say the link and then I'll give it to you.
Okay.
My website is www.jtdcoaching, J like James, C like Todd, D like David, coaching.com.
Okay. Yeah,
and I'll email you
that. And I'll send it out to everyone.
Yeah.
Congratulations and thanks.
That was
remarkably succinct, my man. I'm impressed.
I was going to say 38 seconds, David.
That is truly amazing. And
I got you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. We got disconnected fairly early on. Want to just tell us your brief overview of what you're up to?
Well, I've completed the
Or do you prefer to read it?
Well, no, I can tell you. It's fine. I just really kind of ran through the course because I was so excited about it. And writing my new life story was just fabulous. Anyway, it's been probably the most powerful thing I've ever done. And I wrote a 3,700-word tome about my process and progress through the roadmap system. And I'm currently working with two clients, one on her money story and the other on her relationship story. And I begin a new client this Friday. So it's just been a remarkable experience, and I owe it all to this course.
Well, actually, forget about clarity, brevity, simplicity. Saying it's the most powerful thing that you've ever done got you an extra 10 seconds. So anything you want. Thank you for sharing that, Carol. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm just excited to be here and to be in this course.
Who do you work with as clients?
One client is a coach, and the other client is an artist.
Do you have a niche that we could know to think of you when we hear of anyone who needs that specific kind, from that specific niche?
Well, I'm a narrative life coach, so I'm really curious about people's stories and how to help them. And I work a lot with women in their mid-40s to mid-60s, people who are really going through a significant change in their life. And they need help, and something's holding them back. And so it's my job to help them find it and rebound from it.
Okay. Well, terrific. Thank you for sharing that, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Who else? What are you guys up to? Let me hear from
you. Hey, Dave, this is Joe.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, and welcome back home. I know you're glad to be back in Texas.
Thank you. How are you doing and feeling, my man?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. It's getting cold here in the D.C. area. The wind blowing, and, it's getting cold.
Yeah.
But compared to up north, I'm sure it's even colder, so I won't complain. But I wanted to just share that I'm a graduate of Syracuse University, and so I keep in contact with the alumni chapter there because they do a lot for the military. And so for the veterans, they just had a six-week entrepreneur course called RISE, Resilience, Innovate, Sustain, and Evaluate. So it helped us to go through 6 weeks of learning how to pivot during the pandemic that we're in right now. And through that, I graduated, and gave me some great ideas for my coaching practice, not only doing in the health and wellness. I was thinking about starting a sub-coaching practice in technology, since now that with this pandemic, everything is going online, a lot of technology is being used more so than before. And so I was thinking about doing a coaching, a technology coaching program where I help people to understand technology, because I taught cybersecurity and information systems at Syracuse and other places. So that's something that I got going on right now. I just wanted to share that with you.
Congratulations, and that sounds terrific, I know, with a background like yours. And thank you for introducing that. That's something I wanted to check with you guys. I know we were really on the very, very front end of the awareness of all of this when we were in the middle of it when we last met and on the front end of the awareness earlier this year. How's everybody doing?
Hi, this is Mahama from California. Can you hear me?
Hey, welcome. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Great to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Speaking
as well.
of our resident tech experts in Silicon Valley, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been an incredible summer, and the fall has started well. So working with a few CEOs from nonprofit organizations here in the Bay Area, and then one tech executive. So, yeah, my practice is growing. I'm learning a lot, and I'm becoming a better coach every day.
Terrific. That's great. Outstanding. Thank you for checking in and jump back in at any point. Who else? Any other wins, progress notes, updates? I know each of you guys have some, and you're just being nice.
Hi, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria, welcome. Congratulations on a very successful series.
Yeah, well, thank you. The summit, yeah, we brought in 827 women in 25 days. And then we went about selling, marketing our coaching membership. So we had to find the right formula. It took a couple of weeks to get that done, and now I think we're on the road with the right formula, and we're adding things all the time, content and programs. So I'm excited about it. It's been a great opportunity and experience. And thank you for being part of it.
It was a total privilege. Congratulations. That's huge. You've really done some very innovative things for what you have at this point going forward. If you want to send me a link and a line or two of a description of how somebody can contact you and know what they're getting into, please do that, and I'll send it around with an announcement so that there can be a benefit to others of the summit. Do you still have access to the actual summit presentation?
All 25 workshops are on our Mighty Networks
Wow.
Platform.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a portal and we've added I added new money story this week, the online course that I did, that I created. And so it's November, so we're going to do a gratitude journal book club, and so it's all some of it's fun, it's a lot of work, but I think women will get a lot out of it.
That sounds great. Okay. Well, thanks for the update and congratulations again. That's huge. I'll look forward to getting the link and then sending it around to everyone.
Thank you.
Who else? Any other announcements or updates about stuff you have going? Let me do a quick update so that you're aware of what you're going to be seeing. Is Shelly here? Shelly Till? Okay. This is about ready to launch. The initial offering will be, this is from, it's parallel to MentorPath, the NeuroMentor Peak Performance Institute. There are going to be three peak performance playbooks and seven webinars. One of the playbooks will be for coaches, another for players and coaches, and the webinars are going to be about the application of that. The initial audience will be coaches and players at various programs, and what will follow is to be continued and to be considered. So I'll send around, there should be an initial announcement of that available within a day or two when I send the other link. So I'll include that for you to take a look at it, and we'll talk more about various kinds of involvement, for any of you who are interested. It's kind of the culmination of to almost 3 years of research and writing for me. I completed the last component in New Orleans in the last 5 weeks. So it's to be shaken out and then applied. So you'll see more soon. Who else? What else would be helpful to talk about? Questions or challenges? Any of you have you'd like to take to the group? Yes?
Yeah, Dave, this is Joe again.
Okay.
This is your last. When you mentioned players, I had sent your email the other day and you did respond back. But do boxers fall into that? Just wanted to make sure.
This is about applying the mind and brain sciences. Have you guys heard that before? To peak performance. And it's both for the performers and the coaches. And
okay,
us
good.
As mentor coaches for all of the above and the training. So yes, any athletes. I mean, I have examples from world-class kayakers to my more familiar basketball and other kind of contemporary sports. So spoke to a world-class chess champion. So there's a lot of stuff that can be distilled into a peak performance format that I think can be of major benefit to us as coaches, even if you're not, you know, officially playing. So yeah, Joe, did that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Super. Challenges, questions.
Hi, Dr. Dave. This is Rosemary from Toronto, Canada. How are you?
Welcome. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Speaking of challenges, I'm getting prepared to launch a program for December 7th is my launch date, and it's called the 5-Day Coaching Business Breakthrough Challenge. And my target market will be female coaches, 50-plus, that are in their first 1 to 3 years of business. And I'm going to help them sort through all the clutter and get everything organized.
That sounds very useful. I hear a lot of you guys specializing in women. I feel a little left out, but I'll get over it. Hey, that sounds really useful. Is this a program?
It's a program for what I'll do is I'm going to send you. I'll have somebody who's working on my landing page, and it's going to be ready shortly. But I'll send that to you, and then I mean, if you want to share it with everybody else, of course, absolutely.
I will.
And no offense to the gentlemen out there, especially you. What I say is female, because we understand each other, and we know how to get to the next level together. Is my thought, and we have our
okay.
token men as well.
All right.
So, and welcome too.
Okay, well, that sounds terrific. Congratulations on that. I think that's going to be a huge service because, you know, one of the things that I've seen just in the last really 6 months is that as you guys know, one of the very small things that I do is I'm a dean of faculty at CTA and still do some training classes. What we've seen with CTA is the number of applications and coaching matriculation into classes has skyrocketed. We've added classes every month, 3, 4, 5 classes every month. The enrollments are basically within the last 6 months, I believe this is fairly accurate, almost double. So more and more people are thinking about doing this and look at what we already do. Most of us work by telephone or video conference and do out of a home-based office. So this is really an ideal kind of work that we already had down by the time you know, all of the challenges came. So just to let you know that you have been on the vanguard of a movement, basically, that I think will only continue as we move more into dealing with things and looking at the long tail of this. Was there someone who wanted to speak? I heard someone start, I believe.
I just wanted to finish with this one thought. Myself, including many of us on the call and people around the world.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I talked over you.
Oh, no, no worries. According to the unprecedented times, we're all learning how to pivot and make it through to the better for ourselves and those we love and those around us. So it's a great movement. You're absolutely right. And I'm so happy when I hear that more and more people are jumping onto this career. It's amazing. That's all. The floor is back to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And what I wanted to just emphasize and expand is I think your focus on coaches beginning practice and more so the vast majority are women, even though there are more and more guys that are taking the classes, but still the preponderance is women, are really on the cusp of entirely new careers and contributions to the profession. So I think, Rosemary, this is really helpful. And let me get you to send that link, and I'll send it around for everyone to benefit. So super.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, it'll be ready in about 2 weeks, so I'll have it all ready to go, and then I can start sending it out.
Okay. Sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, thanks so much.
Do you have a preliminary sign up on a website for announcement of a preview or coming attraction so that you can collect the emails?
No, the way it's working is it's a very no. I know what you're saying, but the reason why the way this challenge is constructed, it's to be a very short. You know, I'm going to be promoting it for 2 weeks. We get on, and then it's closed, and then we move on to the next level. And then I'll be doing this probably every 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
But as soon as I'm ready, I'll share it with you as soon as I'm ready. Very soon.
Okay. Okay. What I ask about is what we considered, what we are doing now, because I'm still recording the webinars for the Peak Performance, but there will be preliminary information on a website and where someone can leave an email for notification when it becomes live. And that's what I was asking about.
Oh, I see. Yes, I could do that. I could do that, definitely.
Yeah, I think that will get someone's interest now when they see that.
Right.
If you have ways that they're coming to your website, you'll be able to capture capture anyone who's interested.
Yeah, so a coming soon page is what I need. You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
And
I'll get that.
The email for notification when it's live.
Yeah, for sure. I'll do that. Thank you.
Great. Okay, yeah. And you can send that, and I'll send that around, and you can still capture interest now while it's fresh on our minds and
exactly.
Those who haven't attended weren't able to attend to listen to it. So who else?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Any challenges or questions that anybody wants to pose to the group to serve as a mastermind and get feedback?
I have a question. This is Carol.
Go ahead.
So I a couple of things have occurred to me. One is that, how do I even word this? Well, first of all, I'm working with another therapist. And she really is trained to go into, you know, examining every particle of the dirt that gets kicked up. And as a coach, I'm working with her to, you know, to really get to her story and to, you know, to start thinking about what she wants. And she keeps falling back into these old patterns. You know, every time something comes up, she goes right back into the old story. And I wonder if that isn't the same situation that happens in AA. My daughter's in AA, and, you know, if you declare yourself an alcoholic the rest of your life, does that back you into your old story and it makes it more difficult to get out? Because I know one of the steps is meditation.
May I interrupt you to get us to focus here to stay with, this is your client, right, who goes into the old story?
Yes. And she works with a lot of...
When she begins with the old story, what do you do?
I ask her to, really, I ask if she would like to refocus and bring it back
to
herself.
And her answer is no. She wants to continue with the old story because she's familiar with it, right?
Essentially that's true, yes.
Okay. Let me ask, what do you guys think? Does anybody want to respond just with a sentence or two about what you would suggest to Carol as her brief mentor coach in this case?
I use a chair process.
This is Gloria.
Uh-huh. I actually have them bring two chairs for the Zoom call, and because I'm literally going to coach them into that old chair, the old story, to the new story. And when they have to physically move, it gets pretty emotional. But they learn that there is the old story and the new story, and it's a way to show it to them. It's a
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Gloria. Anyone else? Other approaches? Other ideas? Well, this is a very common issue. Now, it may be much more developed with somebody who has well-developed old stories, and especially if it's become part of their identity, like an analogy would be the AA process. But this is exactly what everyone who you will be working with has to deal with, because there are familiar pathways in the brain, the old mm-hmm. story, and any kind of beginning of something new, any kind of stimulation, anxiety to excitement, has the same kind of activation in the brain. So it's how you frame it that's going to determine. So this is where, as coaches, in my view, this is why I ask also every client to be able to interrupt them, because going back into the old story past the first two or three words when you recognize it's an old story is going to etch it further. So whenever anyone is threatened and gets a signal of anxiety without ever experiencing it as anxiety, they go back into the old story, which brings closure to the anxiety, but of course etches that old pathway further. So the principle here, and you guys have heard me say this before, the brain is activated in exactly the same way. The brain can't tell the difference between anxiety and excitement and looking at possibility and something new. So that's where we come in as coaches, because how we frame something and how we help a client frame something is going to determine how they proceed, whether they go back into an old story and etch it further or look at new possibilities. So this is where we earn our money, in my view, looking at the process here. The content mm-hmm. is not going to have, and this is to everyone, the content is not going to have any payoff here, because the content, they've already got it down. You already know it. You've heard it. So the process is to observe this, and then let's look at what the possibilities are here. I hear you moving quickly into an old story. That's familiar. You've got that down. Let's look at the possibilities and stay with that, because that's what's going to be more useful to you. So it's that juncture that the more quickly, when you have permission, to make an intervention and shift to a different framework, is going to determine how someone proceeds and the success they're going to have with you. You've heard me reference before, with appreciative inquiry, Dr. David Copperwriter has done research in a number of different kinds of organizations to show that whenever someone asks about a problem or focuses on a problem, it boots up a problem mindset. And that's what is being scanned for then. When you look at possibility and challenges and reframe it in that way, that activates new networks and connections in the brain so that someone can collaboratively look at different ways of proceeding at possibilities. So that's exactly the juncture that we focus on the process, in my view, at least, in coaching with every person instead of waiting until, you know, the end of four paragraphs or the end of the reiteration of the problem, because they know that old story. They've got it down. And there's an there's always the pull of the old and the fear of the new. So I didn't notice the time. I got carried away, and I apologize. I hope that's helpful. If there are other things to talk about with that, send me an email, and I'll send it around. I'm really excited about our guest. She's coming to us all the way from South Africa. Kim is a New Money Story mentor and a certified financial planner and head of her own life planning at her own firm, Chartered Wealth Solutions, and has a few dozen specialists who work with her. And I thought it might be of interest to hear how she thinks about doing this, the kind of unique applications she's had and the success she's had. And I'll say I've been privileged to meet with her personally when she looped through Houston in a recent in a stateside tour. So she's one of the few people I've really met with face to face back in the day when we did those sorts of things. So Kim, welcome, and it's all yours.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much for having me. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, great.
Perfect. But I'm going to share with you a little bit tonight of what I do, and perhaps there's two things that I'm hoping you'll get out of it. It might be a different way that you can look at applying what you've learned. And then secondly, also maybe a different way that you'll look at working with a financial planner in the future. I came into the industry of financial planning not because I really rated the industry at all. In fact, I didn't like financial planners. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to change the conversations that financial planners were having with their clients, because I saw how much heartache and challenges are happening in the world because people don't have a good relationship with money. And this was 15 years ago that I made a career change and came into the financial planning industry from a background of psychology and coaching. So I came into the industry very much not knowing that much about financial planning, but realizing that people didn't go and see coaches and they didn't go and see psychologists about their relationships with money. In fact, they were going to see financial planners who weren't really skilled enough to have these kind of conversations. So really tonight, what I'm sharing with, and it is tonight here in South Africa, we are 8:30 in the evening, so I know you're all only in lunchtime of the day. We're also in the peak of our summer, and we're very fortunate to be able to report that our COVID numbers are sitting at a place where we're managing to deal with them quite nicely. So just to give you a little bit of background of some of the differences. So I am joined my company 13 years ago, which is a financial planning company. And when I joined, we were 5 people at the company. And I'm pleased to report, yes, David, we are a couple of dozen. We're 83 staff members now. And for all of us, we are all financial planners, but nobody in my company is able to be a financial planner unless they've got a coaching background. So definitely coaching is the way we go. So just like you've all qualified, everybody at Chartered has also qualified as coaches. Very much our work that we do with clients is centered around a concept called life planning. I don't know if any of you have financial planners that take you through a process of life planning before they invest your money, but we go through this whole process of life planning, and that is helping you understand what it is, the life that you want to achieve, and helping you understand your relationship with money. And then what we do is we write a financial plan for our clients that can enable the life that they want to achieve. So that's really where I came to do the coaching course, with the New Money Story coaching course. I am also a PPC ICF accredited coach, but I wanted a coaching course that was more specifically designed around giving clients a process so that they could improve their relationship with money. And that's what I found through doing the course. So I don't necessarily do it in the pure form of taking clients all the way through, every client all the way through their money story and letting them work through the roadmap system, because I don't always have as much time as that. But what I do is I facilitate conversations around how they can understand, first of all, which most of my clients don't even realize, that they have a relationship with money. Then understanding that their relationship with money started when they were children, and understanding that their relationship with money is often based on so much from the unconscious, as we've learned. And also, not only is it in the unconscious, most of it is beliefs that they haven't even thought potentially to look at and to see that it's completely different. So in all of my conversations, that becomes part of the process, as well as we write a lot of newsletters and communications for our clients, and that we speak about that a lot. And also we have events and workshops where we talk like this. And I have found that for many of the clients, it's been absolutely empowering. It's been aha moments for them, because they never ever thought like this. Interestingly enough, most of my clients are in retirement. I look after people near us or in retirement. So most people are over the age of 55. And as I said, they haven't worked out, they hadn't thought that they had this relationship with money. And for many of them, they hadn't actually thought that potentially could change it. They accepted that that's what it was and that's what it was always going to be. And you know, us as financial planners, we spend hours writing plans and making recommendations. And we can be quite disappointed when our clients do the complete opposite and they don't actually stick to the plans. And that's where I found this work really powerful, because what you're doing is you're actually getting people to change inside and deep down and change their story. And then they're able to stick to the plan. We can't really get people to stick to their plans if we're not understanding that they don't know how to stick to their plans, because actually a lot of those beliefs are sabotaging a lot of what they are thinking. Dave, you happy for me to carry on, or would you like to people to ask a few questions and then I carry on? Hello?
Anybody here?
Whatever you feel would be most
helpful, Kim, go ahead, and it's all yours.
Okay, I just often feel that if I carry on talking for too long, we can have a lot more engagement if I get asked questions and people can be partaking in it. Otherwise, it's very much a one-sided conversation. I think I'll just add one more thing before we open it up with some questions. A lot of the work I'm doing is very much helping clients also to put money in its proper place. So many people that come and see me really are, I could say they see money as their master. And the work that I like to do with them is that they can actually see that money is their servant. And I try and work with them to get them off the hamster wheel of chasing more and more, owning more and more, and potentially sometimes just getting into to the cycle that I think has come out a lot stronger with COVID, where we've noticed that people have not had savings, they haven't had investments, and they've had quite a lot of debt. So a lot of the conversations is around just getting money into its proper place. And I really believe that those kind of conversations, which I call life planning, need to happen before you can go on to the planning of your cash flow, or go on to your planning of where your investment should be, or how your estate planning should be done. But most of our industry in the financial planning industry, I'm not sure in America how different it is, but in South Africa, people really think they need to go into all of those areas first before they really get to know their clients. And with the life planning, you're able to get to know your clients and then to for them to trust you more, so you're having more of an impact. So that is a lot of where my conversation goes to. And even though they want to get to where their investments are going to be, until I understand them as people and their history, their principles, their values, their transition that they're going through and their goals they've got for their life, it's not really possible for me to be able to do their financial planning. Interestingly enough, I'll just add one more thing. Interestingly enough, I've started lecturing to a lot of financial planners. Just today, I had a group of 40 financial planners in South Africa that I was speaking to. So there's a shift coming. Financial planners are wanting to do it differently, and I believe the reason they're wanting to do it differently is because clients are looking for a new value proposition, and they are insisting that their financial planners can give them that value proposition. And for many planners, they are not equipped enough with the skills to facilitate these kind of conversations, and that's why I've got such a role in actually training them to be able to facilitate these kind of conversations. So, Dave, now I'm going to open it up and see if we've got any questions, and then I can answer those. Otherwise, I can add some more information.
Terrific. It's all yours. Thanks so much. That's fascinating stuff.
The potential.
This is TJ.
Yes?
This is TJ, and I found your approach quite fascinating. I completed master's work in personal financial planning, and I found exactly what you are offering to be the missing link. So I never got my CFP. It's like Covey said, you climb the ladder and realize it's leaning against the wrong wall. So if you can, as much as you want to share about this, it is wonderful. It is the missing link.
Well, I agree about it being the missing link, and I've always been interested as to why financial planners haven't seen it as the missing link. I a few years back was talking at a conference, because I get to speak at quite a lot of conferences in South Africa. I was speaking at a conference and I was talking about all of this, and I had one of the big financial institutions, the person came up to me afterwards and said to me, you know, Kim, I think that you're talking about all of this to get us on the wrong track so that, you know, you can take all of our clients, because I can't believe that any client would ever want to have these kind of discussions. And that was an honest thing that somebody said to me. And yet every client that I see, and I do get to see quite a lot of clients, comes, and when I say to them, you know, I want to get to know you personally, I want to understand your money history and your values and your goals, they're blown away, and they are so wanting to talk around their story. And as we've learned, people love to share their stories. And the fact that we listen to their stories and we hear their stories, and then we apply the financial plan to go with their story instead of based on the assumptions that we've made, we have an abundance of clients coming to see us. So it's only a matter of time, I think, for the financial planning industry to wake up. Because again, if their value proposition is their investment returns, we just have to look at, I mean, at the moment the markets have been good, but we just need to look around and you can see that economically the world is in not a great space, and we need as financial planners to be having a better value proposition than a proposition of return on investment. So I always say to the clients, our roles as financial planners are really to give you return on life and to give you return on investment. And I think for many people who may think that they can't go and do this in the financial planning industry, there's roles for coaches, there's roles to come in and train financial planners, and there might be roles where you could just join up with a financial planning practice, and you could offer that you could do these facilitating of these kind of conversations for them, and they could be present in the meetings, and when you finish doing this the work, they could then write the financial plans for the clients. And what I have found is that you tend to get way more of a client's in money that they've got to invest, because all of a sudden when they've shared with you, they want to give you all of their funds that they've got. And also you've got them for life. Clients aren't going anywhere once they've shared their money story with you and their story of their life and what their dreams and their aspirations are. So it's really a way to keep your clients much more entrenched in your life as well. And really a big thing I seem to find as well is that we're getting as financial planners far more satisfaction from the work that we're doing. We're seeing where we're making a difference, whereas when our value proposition is just the return on investment, we don't have much control over what investments are doing. So we don't have that same job satisfaction. I'll give it a pause and see if there are any other questions up to what I've said now.
Kim, it's Carlene speaking. I do think what you've shared so far is fascinating. And I'm curious about some of the tips or techniques that you have in getting people to stick to their plan. So if they have made a commitment, or you mentioned that that's sometimes the tricky part.
I think just to answer that and just maybe to take it a step backwards, the reason a lot of people, first of all, don't stick to their plans, the first reason is normally in our industry, which is quite bad, they've been sold something. So very few financial planners actually do planning. They more have products, and then they try and sell that to people. So it's given our industry quite a bad name. Then a big thing is that when people get a financial plan and they get, you need to invest this amount of money and you need to get this kind of insurance, often they're not relating it to the people in their life, and they're not relating it to the not only the people in their life, but into what they're wanting to do. So they see it as money. And as we know, money is just in the form of exchange. It's not actually something that people want to, if I could say, stick to a plan to have. There's a reason behind it that they want to have the money. That, you know, money represents, as we've learned through the new money story, money represents something to them. And when you can help them to see that aha connection between the what their money actually is doing for them and what their money is actually providing for them, and it will be, you know, to look after their families, it will be to provide their family with experiences, it will be for them to be able to live some of their dreams of studying something they want to, or opening a business they want to, they're all of a sudden more inclined to stick to their plans. There's a reason behind it that they're sticking to their plans. It's not just a whole lot of numbers. Every one of those numbers has a story to it. And then when they're thinking potentially of not sticking to it, they remember what it is that they're going to be losing. So all of a sudden the pain of not sticking to it becomes more, and I find people are then more inclined to stick to their financial plans. And also with that, I mean, it's all the coaching skills. It's not you as the financial planner telling the client what it is that they need to do. It's actually you coaching, and that's so important, you coaching the client for it to be their idea and for them to actually be coming up with their action plan of how they're going to stick to it. So I hope that answers your question.
It does. It does answer. Thank you.
Is anybody else got a question?
Yes, this is Gloria. So I'm wondering if what you're saying in South Africa, those financial planners are most successful are coaches as well, or they're using coaches. Is that right?
Yes, so two ways. I mean, I think I always encourage financial planners to get a coaching background. I think it's one of the most important skills that they get it. For some, they really feel quite awkward about doing it, and they think it's out of their what they want to do with their lives. And then I advise them to partner up with a coach because I think it's vitally important if they're going to have success and have a better value proposition, that coaching is part of their value proposition.
So as a new Money Story mentor coach, I could approach in the United States. You know, I wrote an article not too long, just before COVID, that said the statistic was 40% of Americans don't have $1,000 in savings for an emergency. So, and I did that as a marketing piece for my new Money Story, but that is the truth. And imagine what happened with COVID, because, I mean, we're talking months and people out of work and all of that, of course. So I'm just thinking, so you're saying that if I could go and partner with a financial planner as a coach working together on with the client.
I mean, that's part of the discussion tonight, and I think it's why I'm speaking is just maybe to open up some different kind of areas that you could potentially be looking at. And then, yeah, to actually go and say to financial planners, I can help you and I can help your clients with a skill that you might not necessarily be comfortable with, but that your clients will be so grateful for.
Yes. Yeah, I would love to connect with you.
Yes, and I mean, just for anybody who does want to connect with me, I do have a website called Kim Potgieter. And I'm sure we can share it with you, .co.za, so that you can access it, where I share a newsletter monthly called Monthly Courageous Currency Conversations, where I write about this work that I'm doing in the industry, as well as on my website, there's a whole lot of videos and ideas of what you could potentially, you know, read up on and then go to different financial planners and propose it as something that you could be working with them. I've also written a book called Retirement, Get More Meaning from
What's
Your Money.
What's it called?
It's called Retirement. And it's,
okay.
Yeah, and it's all on my website. And when it's Retirement with a M-E-A-N-T, I put the A in on purpose. And, okay. And the byline of the book is called Get More Meaning from Your Money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Dr. Kruger, hopefully Dr. Kruger will put all your information on an email.
That would be great, and I'm sure he would. And I have a new book coming out in early next year where he's actually written the foreword for me, and that's called Your Midlife Money Makeover, and it's Your Life, Your Money, Make It Count. And in both these books, I share my process that I work through with clients, so it may be a good place to start for any of you that are interested in working with financial planners, because I've actually put in the book the whole process, and on my website, I do have two free ebooks that anybody can go on and download as well.
Well, thank you so much.
I'll do it if you call me Dave, okay?
Dr. Dave.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt you.
I was done.
Oh, okay. Any other questions of Kim or any other comments? We have a world-renowned expert here we have access to, and this is intriguing, and I really appreciate it, Kim. Other questions or comments to Kim? Or is there anything else you want to add, Kim?
I have a quick question.
Go for
this
it.
Is Mahama.
My question has to do with how Kim finds her clients, number one, and also how she structures those conversations. Are they like monthly discussions, weekly discussions?
Okay, so for me, how do I find my clients? It's through word of mouth. I generally find my best clients come from other clients who refer me. It's one thing I haven't had a problem with getting clients. I'm quite outspoken and I'm comfortable. I speak on our radio programs. As I said, I have a website. I do quite a lot of marketing and go to events and I often, you know, in the beginning I used to offer my time and speak at no charge. And as time's gone on and I've become more popular, I now charge for my talks. And at each talk and at each corporate event, I normally will get clients from them. So that has become an important way. And then also from the books, you know, once you write books, you can't believe the people that read your book and then they contact you and they want to become your clients. I mean, the initial thing of writing the books was very much to share the ideas and share the philosophy, but it definitely is a good medium in order to get new clients. And I think also what's a big thing for me is the passion. People can sense your passion and they can sense how much you want to make a difference in the world. I've never thought of doing this work in order to make money. It wasn't my driver. My driver was to make a difference in the world. And I knew if I made a difference in the world, I would get rewarded in payment for it. So it has had a way of working. And then you said, how do I work in my process? Very much the initial process that I go through with a client is four meetings. It's four meetings in order to get their financial plan correct. I first look at their life plan. I then look at their different scenarios of what money they have and what money they need. I then discuss investments with them, and then I go on to the estate planning. If something had happened to you last night, what does it really look like? And once I've got that financial plan worked out with them, I will meet with them on a twice a year basis where I check in and I become their accountability partner. I don't do the work for them, because if you try and do the work for your clients, it's not going to happen. So I'm more an accountability partner. So it's a different coaching offering to what a normal coach would be offering, because a normal coach would be offering to see you on a regular basis and would be charging a fee. My fee comes from, initially I charge a fee for them to come and see me to have those four meetings, but then after that I've normally invested some of their money and I'm making return on funds under management. I get a percentage of their funds under management, as most financial planners work in South Africa. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you very much.
Anybody else
have
a question? I see we've got 1 minute left if there's any other questions. So maybe I can add one thing there,
yes,
before
absolutely.
I end. It's just also think about this discussion I've been having with you today is about how you could perhaps add it to your businesses and you could partner up with financial planners. But also think about it around your own money. And as coaches, we also need to, see our value and see that we deserve to be paid for the work we're doing. So, you know, structuring your own financial plan where you can invest your money, that it can be working for you when you potentially are sleeping, also becomes really important. I find a lot of times when I speak to coaches, they are very good at advising other people how to invest their money and how to do things, but not so often are they looking after their own. And I'm just, think it's sad because we're doing such great work out there that we deserve also to have our money enabling our goals and dreams as well. So thank you very much for having me and for letting me share work that I'm so passionate about.
Kim, thank you so much for doing this, and this was invaluable. I really appreciate all of everything that you've said and taking the time to do this. Just in the last 20 seconds, send me anything that you have. I want to add one thing, and this is sort of it's a total sidebar. It's something I got from my financial professional, and it's not related to anything that Kim talked about or even financial planning, but it's been valuable, and I wanted to share it with you. It's called a milk truck list. It's and my financial planner, who owns his own capital management firm, began the conversation like this. Hey, Dad, do you have a milk truck list? I said, no, buddy. What's a milk truck list? He said, if suddenly you walk out in the street and you were hit by a milk truck, somebody needs to know everything that's access to anything that you have. And it totally made sense. Every professional, accounts, insurance, attorney, I made sure my IT guy has a milk truck list. At least I know who to go to get in the back door of my website if he's hit by a milk truck. So it's just it's a consideration. And I think it's valuable. It's not part of financial planning, but it's not totally irrelevant either. So thank you all for everything that you've contributed. Thank you especially, Kim, and send me anything you'd like me to send around to our group. As always, if I can be of help to you in any way, please let me know. And thanks very, very much for all of your contributions throughout, including today.
Thank you, guys.
Dave. Bye now. Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dave.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.